Radio Ashford feel. Good Hour with Sam Griffin and Nigel Jones. Get set for the weekend with a healthier, happier you. Friday lunchtime from 12:30 on the Sam Griffin Show. Radio Ashford. 107.1 FM or on your smart speaker.
Yes, it's time for the Feel Good Hour with myself and Nigel Jones. Joining me as always, Nigel's here, best-selling author of Walking Back to Happiness, a leading life coach, certified hypnotherapist, and the creator of 9 Kilometres by 9 AM. We'll unpack what purpose actually is and why it's not just your job title, how your I am labels shape your life, and the simple steps to rewrite your story so life flows again. So in the words of Mary Oliver, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Stay with us. By the end of this hour, you'll have a clearer direction, a stronger identity, and a couple of tiny actions you can take away with you. How are you?
I'm really good, Sam, and it's great to be here.
It's great to have you. I love the jingle, by the way.
Thanks very much.
It's smashing.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Purpose. Yes. We're going to talk about purpose and identity is the theme for today's Feel Good Hour.
Yes.
What do we mean by purpose and identity?
Good question. I thought I'd start with a quote, and it's from Mark Twain from over 100 years ago. But he said that the two most important days in your life are the day that you were born and the day you found out why. And really, that why is your purpose. And it's so important. So if we look at sort of identity versus purpose, identity is who am I? And purpose is why am I here?
Yeah.
So to give you an example, that could be if my identity is I am calm and I'm an energetic person who looks after myself, then my purpose would be I'm here to help people feel better in their bodies so they can enjoy their life fully. So
yeah.
So your identity is I am who I am, and your purpose is why am I here? And I think, you know, in the current climate, with this advancement of AI and people sort of worried about, you know, what they're going to be doing in a few years' time, because is it going to take my job? More and more people are starting to ask themselves, you know, why am I here and what am I going to do to the future? And this is why purpose is just so, so important.
And it can take us a while. We don't always initially know what our purpose is instantly. We can warm up to it, right?
Yeah, you can. And it's basically, you know, if you look at people who do have purpose, who found their purpose, they achieve their goals easier. According to the research, they live longer.
Yeah.
And there's less chance of dementia later in life as well. So literally, you know, you mentioned the actual quote from Mary Oliver early on, which I just absolutely love. That, you know, what am I going to do with my one precious life? One thing that I learned early on in this, when I was sort of searching a few years ago to like who am I and what's my purpose, is think of your purpose as what you would write on your gravestone.
Yeah,
like what you'd like to be remembered by. And you know, it's almost like, you know, you don't want it to say your job title. You'd rather it to be like who you were and what you stood for. So, you know, I would like mine to be, you know, he cared, he looked after people, you know, he was a worked hard in the community.
Yeah.
So it's a good question for listeners is to say to yourself, well, what would you like written on your gravestone?
Yeah.
And then whatever that is, live it today.
Yeah. Now, you know, we talk about, you know, these people that have high flying jobs, and but they love them. They find they don't feel that they're going to work. They feel that they absolutely adore it.
Yeah.
And they're quite lucky to be in that position, don't you think?
Yeah. And I think, you know, if we take the difference between, you know, identity and purpose. So if someone's purpose is to care for others, then, yeah, they could be a doctor.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
also they could be someone who works voluntarily in a care home.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're still both on purpose. Their purpose is literally matching what they're doing in their identity.
Yeah.
And so they'll feel contentment. Mm. And I think, yeah, that's really important to align with who you are with what you do. And once you've done that, you've really found yourself.
Yes. Why is purpose so important? You know, why? What's the why there?
Well, I think the key thing is that if you know who you are and you know where you're going, it's easier for you to achieve your goals. There's this great sort of metaphor which I always sort of describe when I describe purpose, and it's like if you think of your purpose as like a life journey on a sailboat, and you're heading towards an island, you're at the helm and you're steering the boat through the waters of your day-to-day life. And yeah, there's going to be some forces at play, like the wind and storms, that are going to throw you off, you know, your course. But there are others that are under your control. Like, you can control the wheel, you can control how fast you're going, how slow you're going. That's entirely up to you. So it's important for you to, you know, ride out the storms, get back on track and head towards that island. And really, you know, life is going to throw winds at you. It's going to throw stuff at you that's going to take you off course. But if you've know your purpose, you can see the island, you can see where you're going, that's your purpose. Yeah. You put yourself back on track. And you know when you're on purpose, because you're smoothly gliding through the water. You know when you've gone off it, when you're fighting the winds and fighting the storms. Yeah. But if you know where you're going, get yourself back on track and take yourself on that journey to the island.
I think through the work that I've done with you, through the life coaching, stuff like that, that we've worked together on, I do feel that this year I have definitely had more questions about who I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how I fit in the world, and what my role and part to play is.
What is purpose to you then?
For me, it's about what I'm good at. What am I really, really good at and I succeed in? And I think for me, it's connecting people, community, and finding gaps. You know, I see little gaps in things in the community that we haven't got. And I'm like, okay, so how do we fill those gaps? Mm. And then I have the conversation. And then we have a project come along. And then all of a sudden we have this great big thing. But I'm the facilitator with that. So I feel that my purpose is people.
Yeah.
And how I can put people together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a guest on yesterday who said that I'm the glue.
Yeah,
and that was a really nice thing to hear, because other people do think that of me, and that's how I feel. And I think that's become more prevalent this year for me than ever, because I get where I'm meant to be. Yes. And what I want to do. And that might mean that my path, my journey, my boat might go off track slightly or change direction.
Yeah.
But I think that the main purpose is, if anything was going to be, you know, on the boat, it would be the fact that I am a people person.
Yeah.
And that's not people pleasing any longer. That's people person, where I want to help people in my own way. You know, my mum said to me when I was younger, you'd be a great nurse. You're so empathetic. You're a light giver. But I didn't want to do that. Wasn't the route for me, you know. But I'm helping people in my way.
Yes.
And I think that's my purpose for sure.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I think. And that's definitely come to light with the work that we've done together.
Yeah.
It's made me question myself.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important sometimes to just sit there and go, who am I?
Yeah.
What am I doing with my life? Do I really want to be here?
Yeah.
And what can I do to get around it?
And that's what that line is, you know, what are the two most important days of your life? You know, the day you were born, the day you found out why.
Yeah. And I'm nearly 50 and I've kind of just had that why moment.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't think it really matters how old you are when you have that moment. You know, our lives can be kind of paved out differently for us for many reasons. But the why can happen at any time. And Nigel is still with me for today's Feel Good Hour. And we're talking about purpose and identity. So where does our purpose come from, Nigel?
Lots and lots of places.
I would say it can't be just one place, surely.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's several places and everyone's different. But, the classic thing is that it comes from people.
Yeah.
So generally your parents, or who you grow up with in your formative years. Because they'll pass down to you their values and their beliefs and their identity. And you tend to sort of, you know, grow up listening to what your parents tell you to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got people. So, and obviously in that group as well, there are teachers, mentors, maybe other family members.
Yeah.
It could be public figures or celebrities when you get a little bit older.
Yeah.
They could give you purpose. You might want to be a rock star, a football player.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that could give you the purpose. Experience is big. So you might have gone on holiday somewhere or experienced something that you thought, well, actually
triggers that.
I'd like to do something like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, literally, you've got people, you've got your experiences. Your job plays a massive role as well. Whatever you end up in your first role, you know, people tend to sort of, they go into a role and they'll evolve from there.
Yeah.
So whatever you choose first tends to be where the direction you put yourself in your life. So I'd say, you know, there's those three areas. There's the culture you're brought up in as well, the stories you're told. I mean, to a certain extent, movies can massively influence people as well.
Yeah.
And the films that they watch as kids or as young adults. Mm. As I say, the place where you live, I mean, that can have a massive effect on you and on your purpose as well, depending on what that community feeling is like. You know, I grew up in Wales. And it's very strong on community there. Yeah. Completely strong. You know, it's a very, very communal place.
Yeah.
So that's where it comes from. And I think, you know, if you look back to the 70s and the 80s when I was growing up, when I was in my formative years, you know, if you were the son or the daughter of a doctor, then you'd probably end up being a doctor.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you just look at other areas as well, look at it in Formula One, there's like, you know, Damon Hill followed Graham Hill. You've got Nico Rosberg followed Kiki Rosberg.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Schumacher has a son in motorsport as well. So, you know, your parents are really, really important to driving you. And I think, you know, from my perspective, my dad was in the Second World War in the Royal Navy, and he travelled a lot. And I took from him part of my purpose was very in my 20s was to see the world and to
adventure
and to learn. Just to learn about the world. And I think, you know, that was a big thing for me. So, you know, everyone's different. What I would say to listeners is, you know, think about or list down three people who you think shaped you.
Yeah.
What about yourself? Was there someone who shaped your purpose?
Wow. I think back to when I was my formative years growing up, my parents were very strong community members. You know, they would organise things. They run the local playgroup, that kind of thing. And my dad was very driven in his job. So I have that tenacity from him.
Yeah.
My grandparents on my dad's side, my nan was a huge community figure, and my granddad, you know, they helped build the local church. They were a mining couple that moved down from Newcastle. Their roots were very strong. Their back door was always open. People were just walking and everyone would know them. You'd go around, then there'd be people in the house popping in and saying, so that whole kind of sense of community has always been quite strong. And I think in terms of the helping nature for me, you know, when I was at secondary school, I was kind of always put as someone that had, if we had a new child come in, a new student, I would be their buddy.
Yeah.
Because I was nice and, you know, and I would show them around and I knew everything and stuff like that. And I was always that person that was picked to do that kind of thing and represent the school. So I think that whole kind of helping nature has been there in some way all of my life.
Yeah.
I think more so now, since my cousin Julia was sadly murdered a few years ago, that sense of purpose has become more profound because she was a PCSO. She was massive in the community. She was helping people. You know, she worked for the local police. So she had that drive too.
Yeah.
So I think for sure, I think that probably solidified then more so what my purpose was. And that's just grown. And, you know, purposes can change, can't they?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah,
you know, if you're the same person that you were 1 year ago, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, then you've not really challenged yourself, or you've not challenged your values. So, you know, people do change, and you know, they feel they have to.
Yeah,
because otherwise they're not evolving. If you're standing still, really, you're going backwards.
Yeah,
and so yeah, I mean, you know, life it throws different things at you. So. If you take your purpose of when you're in your, say, 20s and what you're like in your 50s, they are very, very different.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it was, like I said, I wanted to learn a lot and travel. And I guess I still have that learning bug, and that's really part of my purpose. But it became more so that I wanted to help others and give back in my 50s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a huge change for me. But, you know, you can look at purpose in other ways as well. I mean, it depends really on your environment. So if you looked at people in 5 years ago when COVID was on, you know, the purpose was to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
So things can change. In wartime, your purpose is to survive.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it depends on your massively on your environment as well. And if you're in a severe environment, then purpose can be very, very different.
I think going back to COVID, actually, I think that actually was a moment when a lot of people stopped and they had to because they had no option. And they actually, because of the threat that we were kind of all under in terms of our health, it made people start to think about their space in the world.
Yeah.
You know, you had lots of people giving up their job and starting their little job that they've done in the kitchen or in the shed. You know, lots of independent businesses were built out of COVID.
Yeah.
And whether that be was something that was a creative thing or a caring element, or somebody thought, you know, I wanted to do a charity for a long time. I've got the time. Let's do it. Lots of that was born through that time. And I think our mindsets have certainly changed since then about where we should be going.
Yeah.
Because we had the time to think about it. And we don't get that time ordinarily.
Yeah, so COVID was a seismic event that made people stand back and say, who am I? And where, you know, what do I want to be doing with my life? And it was a massive time for changing and creating purpose. And like I said a little bit earlier on, you know, we're going through such a massive change at the moment. I mean, the World Economic Forum is talking about how over 40-45% of core job skills will change by 2030 because of AI. And so therefore the jobs that we do today are not the jobs we're going to be doing in 5 years' time.
Yeah.
So that's a big change in identity for a lot of people and who they believe they are and where they want to go.
And I think there are lots of people out there that are, you know, going through their day to day and they've always in the back of their mind gone, oh, I really, really wish I could do that. I'm so passionate about it, you know, and they don't really feel brave enough to attempt to make a go of it or know where to go to kind of support that drive. They've got that little niggle, you know, I really, really wish I could do this. And I really feel that that would be me. And, you know, and I think it's so important, no matter what age you are, if you've got this little thing in your head saying, you know, this is you, this is you, you know, and you're doing something, whether it be making pottery or writing music or anything, and you keep it into your bedroom or into your front room.
Yeah.
And but you're loving it and you're passionate about it and you really wish that you could take that and deliver that to the world. You've got to do it.
Yeah. There's a famous saying by Joseph Campbell who said, In the cave that we fear to enter lies the treasure that we seek. And it's so true that fear stops many people from doing what they really want to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're right, Sam, the way around it is do it. Because once you take that first step and do something, you're on the road. You're starting to make it happen.
Yeah.
Stop thinking about it and do it. And you'd be surprised what happens for you.
You've got to give yourself space to do that, though.
Yeah.
You know, you have got to say, do you know what? I'm going to give that a go. And if that means on a Sunday for the next 4 or 5 weeks, I'm going to sit and I'm going to create this pottery, or I'm going to write this music, or I'm going to do whatever it is, do a painting.
Yeah.
And I want to show that to the world by maybe selling it or doing something online about it, and just being proud of that.
Yeah. And what for most people, this thing called perfection holds them back. They think, oh, if I do something, it's not going to be perfect, so therefore I'm not going to do it. And the reality is perfection doesn't exist.
No.
It's something that exists in people's minds, and it's a fear.
Yeah,
and there's no need of it. You just get out there and do it. You know, if you want to be a photographer, put a camera around your neck
and
take a few pictures.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't matter what they look like, but you're doing it and they'll get better and you'll get better. And then if you do it every day for 40 days, 50 days, 60 days, you're going to get very good at it.
Absolutely. We're going to chat more after the news.
Radio Ashford, feel good. I was Sam Griffin, Nigel Jones. Get set for the weekend with a healthier, happier you. Friday lunchtime from 12:30 on the Sam Griffin Show. Radio Ashford, one of Sam Boyne, one of them are on your
smart speaker. I love it. Nigel's still with me. We're talking about purpose and identity. Now let's talk about how our listeners can find their purpose. If they're kind of sitting there going, do you know what? I've done the same thing for years. I feel like I'm stuck. I don't think I have a purpose.
Everyone has a purpose.
How do they find it though? How do they tap into it?
First of all, you've got to find your why. And that's so important. You know, why am I here? And this is such a famous saying, but it's by Friedrich Nietzsche, and it's he who has a why to bear. Sorry, he who has a why to live for can bear almost any how.
Yeah.
And it's so powerful. So the first thing to do is really sort of sit down and say to yourself, you know, what are my values? What are my beliefs? You know, what do I live for?
Yeah.
And there are three or four questions you can ask yourself, which will lead to your purpose. And the first one is, what drives you?
Yeah.
And that's really important. And it's like, you know, what are the things in your life that drive you? What drives you?
Oh, my goodness. Making a difference.
Yeah.
Making a difference. You know, I feel that if I, you know, let's take Pride, for instance. Ashford is quite a big town. All of the bigger towns and smaller towns around Kent have a Pride, but Ashford didn't.
Yeah.
So me and a friend took that on and we created a Pride, and now we have a Pride in Ashford that will continue forever and ever and ever, hopefully. So that's what I love to do. I find gaps that we haven't got and we should have.
Okay. That's the first question. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, basically write down a list of the things that drive you.
Yeah.
So you get a piece of paper. First question, what drives me?
Yeah.
List. Okay. Second question, what are you good at?
Oh, I'm good at lots of things, but I think my main thing is communicating and connecting people. That's my main two. I think I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Obviously, my job is talking and connecting people anyway. But I think, you know, people come to me and say, oh, someone said that you would know someone that could help me with this.
Yeah.
And then I pipe them in the right direction, and then I built another connection for them. So it's kind of like an underground map, and I'm at the station and all these things are going off, and it's all these people that I've connected over the years.
Yeah, brilliant.
I think that's probably a way of saying it.
Brilliant. So you got your two lists up, which are growing and growing and growing. Third question, what would you like to do with the rest of your life?
Oh, this is a biggie. You know, we said earlier on that, you know, of late I've definitely kind of started to think about my why and my place in the world.
Yeah.
And I think for me it's still building on that support for people, but in a different way, and looking after myself more with it. Because you can, your purpose can take over your life. Because you're so passionate about it, and then sometimes you might lose sight of that thing that is more important, that's actually your health and those around you that support you all the time. So for me, it's still having that purpose, but getting the balance right with the purpose to make sure that I'm one, taking care of me more, and those that are supporting me in the background, I think.
Yeah. And so what do you then do is, once you've got these three questions answered, you try to spend some time to think about it and put together what we call a purpose statement.
Yeah.
And what you'll find is your purpose will fall out of those three questions.
Sure. Yeah.
So mine, when I did this recently, and it as I say, purpose evolves all the time, is, you know, my purpose statement is basically, I am a healthy family man who loves learning about life, arts and culture, and I love helping people find their well-being through my coaching and my books.
Yeah.
So I felt that, you know, that's my purpose, and what I do aligns with that. So everything I do tends to fall in line with that.
Yeah.
So I might be putting you on the spot, but do you want to have a go at sort of writing your purpose statement? Obviously, it's a big thing to ask live.
You know, I think that I am someone that gets joy in seeing other people succeed and be happy.
Yeah.
I care a lot about where I live and what happens in my town and those that live in it. But I'm also very creative, and it's very difficult to put it all down in a very small paragraph. But yeah, I'm very creative and like to express myself in varying ways.
So, but that's great. So you can see how just having that, it becomes your DNA, it becomes your, you know, central to who you are.
Yeah.
You know, why you're here, why am I alive? That's my purpose, basically.
Yeah. But and obviously we can talk about, you know, we've done those steps and talked about, how, you know, what our purpose is, but how can we live it? How can we implement that into our daily lives?
Yeah, so we touched on this earlier on. It's all about getting over fears because a lot of people are held back on doing things they really want to do because they're scared to do them. Mm. And I think you just got to get out there and do it. Yeah. And so by actually doing things rather than thinking about them, you're making the right movement in the right direction. So the summary is live it. Get out and do it. Just don't sit there thinking about it. And there's this thing in neuroscience that says, you know, if you're doing it, you know, it becomes the norm. And so if you think about a pathway in the woods or in the forest, if you put one step down, there's no path there. But if you step over and over again, the path starts to appear.
Yeah.
And exactly the same happens in your mind. So if you think one thing, one thought, there won't be a new pathway in your mind. But if you think it and do it, and you think it and do it, and you think it and do it, and every day a new pathway in your mind will appear. Mm. and that becomes a normal thing for you, and so it's not just thought anymore, it becomes your identity. You start to walk that in your life. So it's just simple daily things are really important, and that just changes everything. And I think again, another big thing is that we've called them fears initially, but most people have what we call limiting beliefs. You know, they'll say, you know, I'm not enough, I can't possibly do that, I could never do that, and these are all rubbish. They're just limiting beliefs that hold you back. And so it's really important when you live your purpose to actually write down the things that you think are holding you back in life.
Yeah.
And actually then really question them and say, well, is that true? Mm. I'm not enough, is that true? Mm. I could never do this, is that true? And you'll find as soon as you start asking those questions, you'll realize that they're not true.
Yeah.
And it's just a simple tiny thing that's holding you back, and it's rubbish. Get it out of the way.
I think for me as well, it's that kind of, is it a fear? I don't know. But I don't want to get to a point where I can't, in my older days, to go, God, I wish I'd done that.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore doing that, and I was so passionate about it, but I didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to that point. Yeah. I want to make sure that I at least try. Look, if you've got a passion and you've got a purpose and you're not doing much with it at the moment, we might fail if we want to take it further. But if we don't try, we'll always have that regret.
Oh, yeah. And we tend to regret the things we didn't do, not the things we did.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the great lines here is you don't want to be a coulda, shoulda, woulda person.
No.
You don't want to be like in your, you know, 80 years old thinking, oh, I wish I'd done that.
Yeah.
There's a great book called the Five Wishes of the Dying. Mm. And it's by a palliative care nurse who I think is from Australia, who wrote this book. And one of them was, I wish I'd done that. And she sat with hundreds, maybe thousands of people who said what they wished they'd done, or their dying with the wishes of the dying. And so but you've got the chance, and it doesn't matter how old you are.
Absolutely.
You know, you can be 75, you can be 80, and do it.
Yeah. You know, if you've been sitting on some songs that you've written, you know.
Yeah.
And you feel that, you know, they're not good enough, or I'm not good enough. Just do it. Honestly. And once you've done it, you know, you feel good about it because you've put it out there. You've achieved a little something by taking that fear away.
Yeah.
And having a go. It's great. But let's talk about some music. Chesney Hawkes. For today's Feel Good Hour, we are talking about purpose and identity. Now, Jay's been in touch, who's listening in. He said, to succeed, you have to fail forward. Not fall forward. Fail forward.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. You know, some of the biggest business people, like the likes of Richard Branson, Bill Gates, they didn't succeed straight away.
No.
You know, they were bankrupt numerous times. Simon Cowell's the same. And it's a case of failing to move forward. And it's a great quote from Jay there. And I'm glad
It's great. And you know, there is no such thing as failure. There is only learning.
Yes.
And that is such a powerful, powerful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I used to think, oh, my God, I don't want to fail. And the pressure, and like you say, it's not failing. It's learning and fulfilling more learning for you as an adult growing up. You know, we can't get everything right.
Yeah.
So take that pressure off. Ikigai.
Yes.
I love this. Ikigai is a Japanese phrase.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Okay, so the Japanese believe that everyone has within them ikigai, and it's a concept that basically encompasses your reason for living, and it includes purpose.
Yeah.
They believe it leads to very long life.
Okay.
And there is an island in Japan called Okinawa, which has the largest percentage of centenarians in the whole of the world.
Yeah.
That's people over 100.
Yeah.
And they all follow Ikigai. So what is it? It's split into finding your purpose through your job or what you do. You never retire.
No.
You just carry on with what you do every day.
Because they love it.
Because you love what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you love what you do, why do you want to stop doing it? Why do you want to sort of put your feet, well, allegedly put your feet up? You are putting your feet up if you're doing what you like doing.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely.
So that's core to it. It's also about being aware of things in the world that you would like to make a difference about. So it might be sustainability, it might be global warming, mm-hmm. but having an awareness of the bigger planet and what's going on. It also includes eating the right diet, eat off the land. And so what I thought we'd do is literally we can actually do an Ikigai little exercise. And the idea is that you basically put on a piece of paper four boxes and you write in each one. So the first box is called love.
Yeah.
And it's literally put in there the things that light you up, the things you like doing, like your activities.
You get excited about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And then in the second box, you put the things you're good at. So that's your skills. Just like what you like doing, really. Yeah. In box three, like I just said, your world needs, what you think the world needs, or what you could do about the world, or what difference you could make to the world. And then in the fourth box, you put what would you like to get paid for, and you could earn a living for, which actually meets all the other boxes. So this is really important because you're actually choosing your job, which you love doing. And it's so true that if you have a job or you have a daily routine that you get paid for and you love doing it, then it's not really a job.
No, no.
And that's really what Ikigai is. Mm. So it's like I say, those are the four boxes. Fill them in and your Ikigai will fall out.
Yeah, Jay just messaged and said Ikigai is an incredible, you know, thing to go by. So it's, yeah, love that. Now, look. We've got people that are listening in that might be one of those people that have just been, you know, stuck in a rut, maybe not living their true purpose for many years, or they're just about to find what their purpose is and they're kind of feeling like kind of that lack of confidence. If they wanted to change their identity and purpose, what can they do to do that?
I mean, it's like I said earlier, it's all about asking yourself what drives you, what you love doing, and what you'd like to do with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So you could go through a purpose check, like a purpose MOT, and that would be things like look at your calendar or a diary for the week and ask yourself, is what I'm doing this week in line with my purpose or what I'd like to do? And make sure, you know, that the things you're doing are in line with what you want to do.
Yeah.
List your top three values, which you think are your three values, the top three values that you hold to be near and dear to your heart. And look at your calendar and say, well, am I doing stuff that fulfills my values? So that's a good way to do. Look at your diary, look at your calendar, look at your phone, what's on there, and say, am I doing the right things this week? This is another good one as well. It's called the Sunday night signal. So if you actually say to yourself, score yourself 0 out of 10 on Sunday night of how much you're going to dread or how much you love the week ahead.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting there and you're scoring yourself 1 out of 10 for the week ahead, then you're not doing what you should be doing.
Yeah.
But if you're scoring at 10, keep going because, you know, you love what you're doing. And that tends to be you're in line with your purpose. So those are a couple of things you can do. You can also look at things like, what did I do today that helped others? Mm. And just list, did you do anything today that you are proud of or others to say, well, yeah, he or she did that for me.
Yeah.
So again, this is like, you know, that's the third thing you can do. take some tiny steps. That's another classic thing to do, is say, well, right, if my purpose is this, what can I do today? What's one small thing can I do today?
Yeah.
That puts me on line of that purpose, on that trip.
I love that. Lee's listening.
Yep.
He said, I'm listening to you both and it's so helpful and has made me think of a few things where I didn't want to move forward and unsure of what would happen. This has now made me think to go for it, especially with mental health these days. And I've had a few setbacks. I definitely need to move forward and I will do it. Thank you so much. It's a great show.
Oh, thanks so much for sharing with us, Lee. And yeah. And literally very proud of you. Just do it.
Yes. Yeah.
Do it. Do it. Absolutely. Yeah. Don't hold back, because Absolutely. If you hold back, it's coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah.
And you know, and you'll be surprised how powerful you can be just by doing stuff.
Yeah, agree. Absolutely agree. Thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And, you know, the feel good factor is, you know, sometimes these conversations seem quite deep, but actually it's about how to make us all happier and feel good about ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and if any, like Lee and obviously Jay's tuned in and anyone else that's tuned in, they're actually sitting there thinking about what they are, who they are and where they fit. You know,
yeah.
You know, well done.
Yeah.
You know, for taking that.
I mean, if there's one thing I'd like to sort of leave on or say at the end here is that it's this basically is purpose isn't out there somewhere. It's within you.
Yeah.
So don't go looking outside of you for it. Just look within and answer those questions. You know, what drives you? What am I good at? What would I like to do for the rest of my life? And really, you know, you will start thriving, because once your purpose is in line with who you are, then things will start to happen for you.
I love it. Nigel, thank you so much. If anyone wants to grab a copy of your book, Walking Back to Happiness, or get in touch with you about some coaching, how can they do that?
Yeah, so I'm at 9km by 9am. So that's my website, www.9kmby9am.com. And I'm the same on Instagram and Facebook. And my book is called Walking Back to Happiness.
Yeah. It's a great listen. I listen to it. I'm not really a big book reader, but I love Audible and I love listening. I've listened to it God knows how many times now.
Yeah.
You know, and although it's about giving up drinking,
yeah,
it's more about other, just life in general.
Yeah. Again, it's finding your purpose, knowing your values and your beliefs. And I would say that, you know, 2 weeks time, we're running a weight management hypnotherapy group up at the Lake House in Kent.
Yeah.
So please, if you haven't signed up, sign up. And I'm doing that with the lovely Joe Adams. And it's going to be great. So we're literally using hypnotherapy to help people lose weight.
Yeah, which I'm, you know, I'm a testament to that. We'll do that another point. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.